Yes.
Well, I know that people everywhere have trouble understanding who the Jews are. The subject always comes up. It's a little hard to get them down. But I like to think of it this way. Judah is a family, a blood family. So are the rest of the tribes of Israel, and they all belong to a larger family of Israel by blood.
Yes.
Jewry is made up, on the other hand, of people. First of all, it's a religious and political organization. And they're made up of people from all the nations of the world, including Kenites, including perhaps a few of Judah, you know, maybe a few of the other tribes, but it's darn few, I think, from what I can see. But they are by no means a blood family. And so when you think of Jewry, you've got to think of them as people who have adopted a certain political and religious philosophy and who are recognized, therefore, as being what's commonly called Jews. And I think one more point. But by no means are all of the Jews Kenites. There are many who are simply ethnic. Is that correct?
We can't say a large part. No, they're very strict on mixing racially. I know they will tell you that that religiously they graft them in. Now, you will see in the governments of many nations, let's say that you will see a terminology throws me. I can't say it. Forgive me. Kenite Ethiopian. They do not claim. They'll say, well, there they are and they're of our people, but they don't claim them. A Manzar is one of the greatest disgraces in the world. And that's a half-breed. And they will not, in their religious circle. I'm talking about the inner circle now, all right? As far as the learned elders are concerned, no. And you know what they're doing right now? Boy, they're praying for other reporters to come in saying they're going to assassinate the whole bunch of us. They tell you they claim us, but they don't. Well, why, ever since the old Pots and Pans peddler came through, the Talmud, I don't want to be too graphic here, taught them to impregnate anyone they could in any race to utilize those children, see, at a later time to control the masses. But just like using an animal, it was that they didn't claim them into the inner circle. Okay, they are very strict. They are the only people. I'm really overstating this. There was the gypsy. I'm going to say that they are the only people that have really stringently held to a pure race. Of any race of people in this world. They teach it, believe it, and that's why that you can rest assured. Now, as I say, these Manzar, there are untold millions of them, but they don't claim them as the inner circle, like that is to say the learned elders, okay? You bet. They call themselves Jews. And then you have a few that even through religion call that. The main number one thing is do not be caught in the trap of teaching Bible calling anybody a Jew. Be a little wiser than that. I don't like to. I read it if it comes up in the scriptures, but I explain what it means when I come to it. Or you'll fall into their trap and you will lose your credibility. And you do a lot more damage to Satan's children by calling them the sons of Cain that they are. That hurts them. You know what happens? The multitudes on the other end of these big eyes here are saying, Kenites, that's interesting, sons of Cain. Well, sure enough, and you teach them a little bit about reading Hebrew. Well, there they are. Well, how do you tell the difference then? He says that the Kenites have slipped in unawares among Judah. Well, then that means Jews. Okay, so that means there's a difference between Kenites and Jews or Judah. And invariably, within 2 months, this letter comes. I want more tapes, but how do I tell the difference between a Kenite and a Jew? And we have a standard form that says anyone that is non-Christian is highly suspect. Send it back. Okay? So, and that's the way, you know, that you handle it. And pretty soon they say, ah, I got it.